man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
Here we are, growing homemade tomatoes and homemade wine here. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine. up here in North Dakota, not quite yet. Still a little bit chilly for tomatoes. But it's definitely spring has sprung. You wouldn't say so. From 90% of the country, you wouldn't say this is spring-like. You'd say, oh, that's cold. But it's quite spring-like to us up here in North Dakota. And this is the Trump phenomenon coming to you from out of the frosty environs of North Dakota. The graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network in much more warm Round Rock, Texas. So join us for the next hour. We will revel in the good news of the collapse of the Mueller-Russia hoax and the consternation, the conniption that the demon rats are having. They are beside themselves with grief because Mueller was their baby. Mueller was going to they had worked up Mueller into being their man. And an example of that, I think I'll use him as the poster boy of how bad the demon rats are in general. But this guy should be in jail, and that's John Brennan, the Obama director of the CIA. Because this guy, earlier this week, John Brennan pronounced in august tones. Remember, this is an Obama director of the CIA. Director of the CIA during all of the things that supposedly happened in Russia collusion. Well, not all of the things, but the things that happened before Trump was elected. And John Brennan said to the nation on national TV, he said, on Friday, Mueller is going to bring in his big indictments. Now, this John Brennan is the John Brennan who, in his first presidential election vote, voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate. So John Brennan, and he's remained true to that communist ideology and fanaticism ever since, to this day. So John Brennan, like a couple days later, John Brennan finds out that Robert Mueller isn't bringing any indictments. How could the director of the CIA get it so wrong? Are his sources that bad? Well, apparently there was somebody got the wires crossed in the Politburo, the American Politburo. Just imagine, you know, whoever is in the Politburo. You know John Brennan is in there. Somebody screwed up in there. Somebody assumed that Robert Mueller they had him in the tank. And he didn't deliver for them. Now, John Brennan, I'll say something else about John Brennan, and I'll just use him as the poster boy for there are probably several hundred people, several hundred demon rats at the heart of the greatest crime in American history, which is a coup d'etat against an elected president, against a chosen candidate before that, Republican Party candidate, and against a aspiring candidate, a primary candidate before that. Three separate coup d'etats, three separate operations. And once Donald Trump was selected as a party candidate, that could be called a coup d'etat. And once he's president, that is definitely, or running in the general election and is president after that, that is definitely the definition of a coup d'etat, a blow against the state. John Brennan, I want to use him as the poster boy. Whoever is in this conspiracy, this a better thing is racket, this cabal. John Brennan is certainly in it, and he's certainly among the top people. This guy is so dirty. I like to those folks out there on the right who've used the phrase dirty cops. John Brennan is a dirty cop. And he has been on national television now for months. Is it years now that he's been on television intoning that Donald Trump is a criminal, that Donald Trump has done, and then he has a laundry list of things that never happened, but to John Brennan's great chagrin, things that Robert Mueller, we know they didn't happen, but Robert Mueller could have at least said they happened. He could have played along with the team. Come on, Barry and Bob Mueller, what's wrong with you? And I'll give you my theory on why Barry and Bob Mueller didn't play along with the team here. And just to give you the short answer there, because he's worried about saving his own ass. Because Barry and Bob Mueller has problems of his own. And now the screw is going to turn. And it's payback time for those who are going to uncover this greatest crime in American history. But anyway, Robert Mueller didn't play along with the team. So John Brennan wakes up, is it Friday that Mueller dropped his report? And it may not have been Friday. What day was it? Help me, folks. But anyway, in the last couple of days, Mueller drops his report and no collusion. There's kind of some weasel words in there about obstruction of justice, but William Barr covers that in his report, in which he states there is no evidence of any obstruction of justice. So there you go. Counts one and counts two, utterly dismissed, complete exoneration of Donald Trump. And John Brennan looks like crap. He looks like he's now twisting in the wind, having lied. And I love what Dan Bongino said today on Fox. Dan Bongino said people like, what's his first name, Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, and Adam Schiff, another winner from California, these people are so disgraced, their criminality in stating that to a certitude they had proof that Donald Trump was a traitor. They had proof that Donald Trump had colluded, conspired with Vladimir Putin. They had proof. They were lying. They've never produced any slightest shred of evidence. And now that Mueller has left them out in the cold. But Bongino said this, these are criminals. Swalwell, Schiff, these are criminals. Their actions are crimes against all of us, crimes against America. They are treasonous acts. They should be compelled to resign from Congress. And I forget the exact words of Bongino. He said, but they should spend the rest of their lives on their knees praying to God that they will not get the justice they deserve. Something to that effect from Bongino. I loved it. I loved the spirit and the fire in Bongino's voice. Former Secret Service agent, guy who knows what's going on in here, and who's the author of a book. What's the title of his book? something like the plot against Donald Trump. Sorry. But that's why we have an audience. You guys can help me out here when you call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But this is all too beautiful. And now the question is, as the other shoe drops, now will people like Lindsey Graham, we know that the guys in the House, like Matt Gaetz and Mark Meadows, they have the fire in the belly. They will go for it, but they're in the minority. So they don't have those all-important committee chairmanships that give them the power to go for it. In the Senate, Lindsey Graham has the power in the Senate Judiciary Committee to subpoena people, the people that haven't been subpoenaed. You heard Mark Levin. I played it on this show. Brilliant. I should play it again. Just don't have time. But 8 minutes of brilliance from Mark Levin when he was on the Hannity show. Was it Friday? He was on the Hannity show, and he nailed it, making the point that little Adam Schiff has issued 81, I think, subpoenas or demands, which will turn into subpoenas, for documents to more than 60 different people. And not on the list anywhere are any of the malefactors. No Eric Holder, no Barack Obama, no Hillary Clinton, no Debbie Wasserman Schultz, none of the bad actors, no James Comey, no Andrew McCabe, no Peter Strzok, no Lisa Page, and on down the list of all of the criminals, not one demand for any document. But now, come on, Lindsey Graham, this is your chance for greatness. You demand that these people come before your committee and grill their asses. Grill them under oath. Go for it, because now the other shoe drops. Now this is a, you know, turnaround with the Mueller report. Mueller out of the way. Oh, and somebody, I don't know who it was, but I saw it today on the media, on the Patriot media. Somebody made a good point. The question keeps being asked, why hasn't Donald Trump declassified crucial documents that really would help to educate the public, us, you, me, into the criminality of these John Brennan conspirators, criminals, gangsters. They are gangsters and traitors. I mean, that is not an exaggerative term. That is not in any way exaggerated. Gangsters, traitors, traitors against America. 2+ years, it's now 3 years, but 2 years of Mueller and then another year of the FBI doing everything they can to destroy the Trump presidency, which greatly preoccupied the president, had to. Pardon me, I'm just coughing up some fumes here. I was doing some flooring today. don't breathe acetone, folks. Don't do it. Anyway, a few whiffs are are too much. Anyway, the now get these people before a Senate committee, swear them in, and let's get them indicted. Let William Barr, you're now the Attorney General. The mystery, the weirdness of Jeff Sessions is gone. Hallelujah. William Barr seems to be an actual Attorney General. All right. When their crimes are elicited from testimony gotten by Lindsey Graham, hey, indictments, jail time, sing sing, frog march, chains on the ankles. All right. So that's where we are, and it's beautiful. Let me look at my caller board here and see if anybody has called in yet. I don't see any callers on the board right now, so you're free to call in. okay. Here's this guy, Eric Swalwell. I just noticed this story. Let's go look at it. This guy, I mean, you just listen to him for about 10 seconds and you already know all you need to know about Eric Swalwell. What a goon. The headline is Eric Swalwell dares Trump to sue him. Let's listen to his voice. Maybe we can get him here.
Sensitive aspect of his investigation, possibly in the coming weeks. And joining us now is Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, a member of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. Congressman, first, your thoughts on that open question, the central counterintelligence and national security questions. Do you believe that Robert Mueller cleared that up and answered that in the parts of his report that we have not seen yet?
No, it's not clear, Nicole. We need to see the full Mueller report, not the Barr letter. And when you read the Barr letter, he quoted 84 words from an investigation that took almost 2 years.
So anyway, I'm not going to punish you with more of Eric Swalwell, but what a clown. What a criminal. And there has to be accountability. These people, you know, there's political accountability. They should, all of them should receive political accountability. They should be run out of Congress and out of the Senate. But there also should be legal penalties for the treason that they engaged in. Just flat out lying. Get them, Lindsey Graham, get them under oath and demand that they produce these documents that they have, Eric Swalwell. Here it is. Swalwell said, Chairman Schiff and I were always clear that we have seen evidence of collusion. Now, what Mr. Mueller can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt looks like there's certainly a difference between the evidence we saw in plain sight and some of the evidence we saw in the classified space. But if the president truly believes he's exonerated, then he should be the first person to roll out, blah, 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 blah. So the, you saw it in a classified space. In other words, Eric Swalwell, you can't tell us, I can't reveal, I've seen it with my own eyes, but I can't tell you because I saw it in a classified space. Right, Swalwell, you lying piece of garbage. and then he says, I have seen the Trump campaign going after myself and others. And I would say the only person who has made false statements about Russia is Donald Trump. I stand by what I said about seeing evidence of collusion. And if he has a problem with that, he can sue me. I promise you, I would win in court. amazing. Just lie. I think that must be one of the qualifications to be a demon rat candidate for office. You have to be a dyed-in-the-wool certified liar to the bone to be a Democrat candidate for anything. And of course, such people exist. Let's take a look at the leading headline on Breitbart. Is this? Oh, here we go. Here's Nick Nolte, his commentary on all this. This is a brilliant man, Nick Nolte at Breitbart. Let's see what his assessment of the whole thing is. It all began when using the firm of Perkins Coie, C-O-I-E, to hide the transaction. Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee hired a foreign national, Christopher Steele, who colluded with the Russians to manufacture a phony dossier that smeared then-candidate Donald Trump as a compromised tool of Russian President Vladimir Putin. During the 2016 presidential campaign, countless dirty cops, nice, very nice, John Nolte, that's his name, John Nolte. We'll come back to the dirty cops right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I'll tell you what. I've got the content for the rest of this show. This, you know, there's brilliance and then there's genius. And this article by John Nolte is genius. It's going to be the subject of the entire rest of this show. You can find it at Breitbart.com. You want to read it yourself and savor this. This is great, great writing. The title is Nolte, Winners and Losers in the Debunked Russia Collusion Hoax. I'll try to read the whole thing. I don't want to skip any of it. It's so good. During the 2016 presidential campaign, countless, and he capitalizes both words, dirty cops. That's what we need. We need to put that into currency, folks, into circulation. Dirty cops. That's the name of all these people. Dirty cops in both the Justice Department and intelligence community used Hillary's discredited Oppo research to meddle in the election, to win it for Hillary, and to ensure there was an insurance policy should she lose. This meddling included strategic and illegal media leaks, outright spying on the Trump campaign, and wiretaps. After Trump won, the dirty cops activated the insurance policy by plotting a slow-motion coup. Again, there were strategic and illegal media leaks, and finally, the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller and his gang of partisan lawyers who would go on a two-year rampage that ruined countless lives in what ended up being a failed quest to overturn a presidential election. A lot of people, by the way, folks, they were ruined, financially ruined, at huge human cost. The corporate media also played a crucial, conscious, and active role in this coup attempt. To begin with, CNN's Jake Tapper colluded with the deep state to legitimize the phony dossier insurance policy as news by having disgraced former FBI Director James Comey brief Trump on it. You see, the act of the briefing was the excuse the far-left Tapper needed to justify publicizing the existence of the phony dossier and, by extension, Trump being a Russian spy. I'm going to skip a little bit here. Now, this is the most brilliant part. He does a rundown of the winners, the losers, and the biggest losers. Listen to this. John Nolte says, the winners, as we celebrate today, the conservative media, we did our jobs. We kept our heads during the worst of the hysteria. We examined the evidence, held on to our healthy skepticism, stuck to the facts, and got the story exactly right. Our analysis, skepticism, insight, reporting, sources, and common sense delivered the truth. From Breitbart News to the Washington Examiner's Byron York to Fox News, Sean Hannity and Catherine Herridge, to the Federalist Molly Hemingway, to the Daily Caller's Chuck Ross, to the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel, to National Review's Andrew McCarthy. This is where sensible people looking for truth and sober analysis turned, and we all got it right. Next big winner, talk radio. Rush Limbaugh and many others in talk radio were one more oasis away from all the fake Russian news and hysteria. And that's where we fall in that category, folks. Alan Dershowitz, famed attorney and lifetime Democrat, sealed his legacy with clear legal-based analysis, which cost him many friends and career opportunities. Jonathan Turley, another legal analyst who kept his head, dealt only in facts and told the truth. Greg Jarrett, author of the Russia hoax. Representative Devin Nunes, Republican of California. Next to Trump, no one was scapegoated by the corrupt media with as much venom as Devin Nunes, whose own committee has now been vindicated in its own finding of no Russia collusion. On top of that, Nunes's fearless pursuit of the full truth around Russiagate, the inconvenient truth about all the dirty tricks and dirty cops in the Justice Department and intelligence community has been beyond vital, that's right, to preserving the rule of law. If there is a hero in Russiagate, it is Devin Nunes, N-U-N-E-S. I agree with John Nolte on that. Sarah Carter, superb and accurate throughout. Glenn Greenwald, President Trump and his family as a winner. Forget the politics for a moment and try to imagine the personal hell Trump and his family suffered while being falsely accused of treason for 2 years, of worrying about indictments in prison, of seeing the people you love repeatedly smeared in every corner of the establishment news media. In the end, though, they stood strong and came out the other end fully exonerated. The president also deserves credit for keeping his eye on the ball. Thanks to his policies, America is enjoying the first era of peace and prosperity since September 11th, 2001. Brilliant. Now, the losers, the establishment media. This list will single out the worst of the worst in the media. But the debunking of the Russia collusion hoax is not the beginning of the end of the media's credibility. It's the end. Where to begin? Well, how about at the beginning? Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. The good news is that this broken and corrupt institution, the establishment media, has undermined all the power it once had to sway public opinion. And so all the media can do now is hang on to what's left of its audience. The crazies who want to be hoaxed, who cannot face reality. Those loons are the media's customer base. That's brilliant. That's brilliant, folks. And that he's got it. He's got it. Thank you, Donald Trump, for hanging in there. You just destroyed the establishment media. Hillary Clinton, another big loser. There Hillary Clinton. We'll get to Hillary. Men started crying. Right after this.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Sing it, Merle. Sing it, Gretchen. Okay, folks, we're back. Forefathers' plan, yes. Hey, we're back, and I hope I can get to this article. This is so brilliant. I'm reading you the John Nolte article on Breitbart.com. It's there right now if you want to read along with me. This is just genius. and this is great writing. He's going through the losers now. We went through the winners, the establishment media. Now, Hillary Clinton, loser. Here's what he says. You lost it. No, you lost, cupcake. Deal with it. Then, here's another brilliant one. I've said this on this show. He says, Fox News' Judge Napolitano, what a horse's ass. I agree. What a, and I've said that on this show. I had an epiphany some, you know, months ago that Napolitano is not on our side. Not even close. There are a number of these people like Napolitano who pose as conservatives. What a horse's ass. And he over and over again said, you know, Donald Trump might go to jail. Mueller looks like Mueller might have the goods on Donald Trump. Brilliant by John Nolte. Next, among the losers, meet the press moderator, Chuck Todd. okay, he's got some funny stuff about Chuck Todd. Barack Obama, the Al Capone of the Russia collusion hoax. Nice. The FISA court, loser. If this kangaroo court allows a bunch of dirty cops to hoodwink it into spying on a presidential campaign, imagine what's being done to everyday Americans. Perfect. Weekly Standard employees. Other than a few of their trolls, these staffers are all out of work now because their useless bosses, Bill Kristol and Stephen Hayes, went full hoax. Then he lists Axios's Mike Allen. Oh, here's a great one. Fox News's Shepard Smith. Napolitano and Shep Smith. Put them together and you've got almost half a wit and not an ounce of integrity. Shepard Smith, what a turd. Jake Tapper. I won't insert my comments here. You can't tell. John Nolte's the brilliant writer here. He didn't write the thing about a turd. He just called Napolitano a horse's ass. Jake Tapper has lost all of his audience and all of his credibility as a stooge for the intelligence community. So blinded. Well, Brian Stelter. He calls him the tater. Rachel Maddow, for 2 years, Maddow breathlessly, night after night after night, promised her audience Mueller had the goods. Most of her cult will probably stick with her, but she's exposed now, and exposed cult leaders never last long. Beautiful. Robert Mueller, this dirty cop, leading a gang of dirty cops, spent 2 years digging a dry hole while destroying the lives of who knows how many innocent people bled white by unnecessary legal fees. Shame on him forever. Yes. Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough's track record for getting everything exactly wrong marches on. CNN. This fake news network deliberately deceived its audience for 2 years with an all-in gamble. Yes, it was a gamble, folks, that the Mueller report would vindicate all those lies. CNN's ratings cannot get much worse than they already are, but who in their right mind would give these snake oil salesmen even a minute of their time? No one will ever believe anything CNN reports again, and no one should. CNN is now just infotainment for resistance stoops. Jennifer Rubin, because she's so shrill, not only do we all know she's a joke, so does every dog within 60 miles of the Washington Post. Then he lists, oh, this is beautiful. Listen to this. John Nolte writes, the FBI, one of the big losers, a den of dirty partisan cops meddling in our elections. McCabe, Strzok, Comey, the lady homewrecker. That'd be Lisa Page. Arresting celebrities over college applications to kill a negative news cycle. That's an interesting insight he just threw in there. You know, this big story about, you know, people, rich people buying their kids into their way into college. Is that a big story? John Nolte's brilliant. They're trying to kill this Mueller story with that story. That's not a story. Rich people buying their kids' way into college. This is news. This is a scandal. Who cares? Is there going to be a day when rich people will not use gifts and scholarships and so on and endowments to get their kids into colleges? Is this a threat to deserving kids? No, it's not. You have a few rich people. Rich people always buy their way into things. Is there something wrong with that? No, it's a non-story. Think about it. It's a non-story. Movie stars that buy their way into a college better than their kid deserves. So what? And then listen to this. On the loser, the FBI, John Nolte writes, the FBI is a cancer on democracy. Wow, that is one hell of a statement, folks. The FBI is a cancer on democracy. Wow. Former CIA Director John Brennan, perjurer and liar. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, perjurer and liar. BuzzFeed, shameless liars. John McCain, because his legacy is a petty, grudge-holding, preening peacock who planned his own funeral to satisfy his spite was not already damaging enough. We now know he was peddling the phony dossier, Russia dossier, to media outlets. He was doing that behind Donald Trump's back. What a turd, John McCain. The Washington Post, only CNN, saves the far left Post from taking the crown of losers. Never Trump. Every fake news bombshell these simpering quislings swallowed and spread with unbridled glee. What a bunch of mindless cows. Oh, my God. The left-wing media, from Talking Points memo to the Huff Post, there was not a moment of sanity, just paranoia and lies and red baiting. The intelligence community among the losers, from weapons of mass destruction to Russian collusion to partisan leaks and lies. Now this is, John, no, I love guys that get fired up like this. I'm just reading it the way he writes it. More goddamn dirty cops who should never be believed again. Now, remember that one, folks. John Nolte, one of the real geniuses at Breitbart. He says it right there about the intelligence community in America. More goddamn dirty cops. That's what it's become. That is the intelligence community. John Brennan, James Clapper, they epitomize it. Who should never be believed again. And he's talking about the FBI as a cancer on democracy. He's obviously advocating what actually makes sense. Abolish it. Abolish it. It's not an old or venerable institution. We did fine for many decades without an FBI. Hollywood leftists. This is interesting writing. Every time Rob Reiner tweets, a gay black man registers as a Republican. David Korn and Michael Isikoff. Mother Jones is David Korn and Michael Isikoff, the hack who sat on the Monica Lewinsky scandal until Matt Drudge forced his hand, wrote a whole book about how Trump colluded with Russia. Seriously, a whole book. Can you retract a whole book? Oh, these people are finished. CNN's Carl Bernstein. While his Watergate partner Bob Woodward was smart enough to stay out of Russiagate, Bernstein sold his soul and not only got caught lying, he invented a source that doesn't exist. That's brilliant. The Carl Bernstein is over. And then the biggest losers, the 2018 midterm voters. Millions of people. This is important. Listen to this one. John Nolte nails this. Millions of people, Americans, voted under the false impression our president may have done something wrong. In other words, not only did the media and deep state meddle in the 2016 presidential election, they also meddled in the 2018 midterms. That is a very powerful statement, folks. The reason we have Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, very well may be due to this false impression created among American voters. And it was created. Polling shows that the American people have swallowed a lot of this lie, this, as John Nolte says, goddamn lie from the American intelligence community. Next loser, biggest loser, the American people. We the people went to the polls in 2016 and chose Donald Trump to lead our country, which means that every injustice against our president, most especially at the hands of unelected dirty cops, remember that phrase, dirty cops, and their media minions, is an injustice against us and our God-given right to choose our own leaders. For 2 years, this hoax hamstrung his and our agenda and weakened his and our ability to do business overseas. This is unforgivable, un-American, and the wrongdoers must be held accountable. This crime against Trump was also a crime against us, against America, and our Constitution. The only way to compound this crime is to sweep it under the rug. This cannot be allowed to happen. Wow, that is inspired writing, folks. That is just sheer, searing brilliance. Takes my breath away. I can be pretty good sometimes. Could I write that article? Well, I don't know. I don't think so. That is just sheer brilliance. You lost, cupcake. Deal with it. Judge Napolitano, what a horse's ass. And Barack Obama, the Al Capone of the Russia collusion hoax, he is. When is it? Come on. Let's get Barack Obama under oath before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This guy was clearly in there with his dirty cops, James Clapper and John Brennan. I just enjoyed that article. That was just incredible. Now, let me look over here on the caller board, see if anybody is inspired to make a comment. I'd love to get anybody who has a reaction to that article by John Nolte on Breitbart. And the it's such a slender thread by which we retain access to the truth through our own right-wing media with the removal of Jeanine Pirro. Is this going to stick? I know Donald Trump loves Jeanine Pirro. He will come to her defense. He already has. But he'll land on the owners of Fox News like a ton of bricks. And maybe, if the Fox News owners want to be horses' asses, maybe that will lead to the creation of a true patriot network. Well, this is a patriot network here, but we're little. I mean a big one that might have Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson and Jeanine Pirro and Mark Levin and all those good guys who have to do battle with the horse's ass, Judge Napolitano. Ah, he is real sneaky in the way he sticks the knife between the ribs. Shepard Smith is not sneaky. He's just in your face. He belongs on CNN. But you can see he's so cocky. He knows if he's got support from the top of the people that own Fox must love Shepard Smith. He doesn't act like he has any fear at all about his position. His security at Fox. You can see it in his face, the way he struts around. Anyway, and there are a whole bunch of those people at Fox. So it's a slender thread we have. Then we have our own little alternative media, like this network here that John Stadtmuller put together so nobly. Then we have one big web presence, and that is Breitbart. Boy, imagine if there were no Breitbart, and there could easily have never been a Breitbart. Just a few people. It's like all most great things. A few people put it together. Sometimes only one person. So that's a very slender thread to depend on. Other than that, the entirety of the media is a sewer. The entirety of the print media is a sewer. Radio is nice. There are some good ones. Michael Savage is great. Rush Limbaugh is great. Mark Levin is great. I'm great. I'm sorry. We're having fun. It's a good time. This is a time to have fun. And I hope the president is having lots of fun. I hope he's having just some great laughs. He needs those. Because, you know, one of the things that the Barry of Bob Mueller did, And all the people who are saying, having good things to say about Bob Mueller, come on. It's like the horse's ass Napolitano. Mueller is a raton. He is, I like what John Nolte says, he's a dirty cop. He was the head of the FBI, remember, on 9/11, 2001, who was the head of the FBI? Who covered up what really happened? Use Mike Rivera's phrase, what really happened on 9/11, 2001. Who covered that up? Who was on duty and whose job it was to solve crime at the national level in America? Name that man. S. Robert Mueller, director of the FBI. Did he investigate 9/11? No. Well, I mean, I'm sure he did his own little prying and nosing around. But no, he covered it up. The 9/11 Commission, those are not the people with the duty of finding out the truth about 9/11. These are political appointees. Who are some of these people? Do you remember that 9/11 Commission? Just political hacks. This is a crime that needs to be solved by a very powerful police agency, the FBI. Well, we'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald Big John, John Trump, that is.
Nobody seemed to know.
Ah, this is beautiful. And look at the headlines. We'll get to Donald Trump's tweets tomorrow. Not going to have time tonight. But here's a great headline at Breitbart. Donald Trump's allies rejoice as collusion narrative crumbles. And there's another great headline. That the Democratic candidates are shifting the subject. They don't want to talk about this Mueller train wreck for them. President Donald Trump's top allies are publicly celebrating the implosion of the Russia scandal. And who are some of these people here? Well, Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA. We're all celebrating. All of us Trumpers are celebrating. This is just wonderful. Corey Lewandowski says, there is no question there must be criminal investigations into the behavior and conduct of the players behind originating this hoax. Go, Corey Lewandowski. There has to be accountability, he says. And, of course, that's absolutely true. Well, let's see, look around here. Donald Trump Jr. Again, this is, you know, powerful language. Karma's a bitch. and that one he's talking about Michael Avenatti, who was on the national media hundreds of times assaulting Donald Trump. And now he's been arrested as the complete fraud and phony that he is and criminal. So that's good. But karma's a bitch. He's referring to Avenatti. But this also, I'm sure Donald Trump would say the same thing about what's now the karma, the payback for all of the people who lied about Donald Trump. And I love what John Nolte pointed out, is that the credibility of the media has been destroyed. The average American person has been told so many thousands of times every day, from the start to the finish of every show, of every news show, that Donald Trump is a criminal. And that there is a Russian collusion. And now they find out they were lied to. That, and it's gonna take something that big to get people to realize that that's exactly what's happened to them for their entire life. They've been lied to by the news fakers who have controlled the flow of information in this country for all of our lives. Back tomorrow night. Celebrate some more. See you then.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.